events are expected to be virtual. President Trump reported to be ready to issue as many as 100 pardons and commutations soon, but who's on that list?
Some, like rapper Lil Wayne and former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh, seem fairly likely, while others, like former NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, seem less certain at best.
Fox's Kevin Cork. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a good forecast today. The warming trend continues today. Good bit of sunshine. High temperature up to about 64. Tonight, in the overnight hours, a weak front drifts through the area. An isolated shower is possible in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low 45. Tomorrow, low 60s. Dry day. More sun. Then showers likely Thursday night into Friday will be in the lower 60s. Saturday, the best rain chances move south to the coast. Should be a drier day and mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
2021 marks the 35th anniversary of the American Eagle coin program, and these historic silver coins will never be the same again. Why?
The U.S. Mint has unveiled new designs for the 2021 American Silver Eagle coins, scheduled to appear mid-year.
This means now is your last chance to get an American Silver Eagle coin with the original Eagle design.
The American Eagle coin series has become the best-selling coin series in the world.
Act fast or miss your opportunity to own the last year of this historic Silver Eagle coin design.
Just call govmint.com at 1-800-222-1975, and you're guaranteed a shiny, new, perfect mint condition American Eagle silver dollar.
Get them now, before time runs out.
Call 1-800-222-1975 now, and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, free with every order.
This exclusive offer is only available by phone. Call 1-800-222-1975 now to secure your American Eagle silver dollar coins before the current design ceases production. That's 1-800-222-1975.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guys. What are y'all doing?
Chilling. A radio show.
Hey, I was thinking, listening to everybody talking, and I know we're all worried, and it's all going to be fine. Look, it's in God's hand. Nothing's going to happen to us that the Lord doesn't want to happen to us. But you know what might be fun to do? Hmm. Like on a Thursday, do a conspiracy show. So everybody has to call in with just conspiracy theories, and whoever has the best conspiracy theory wins a tin hat from the show. What do you think?
Ooh, a tin hat.
I would say that would be great, but we get enough of those on a normal day.
Plus, that'd be the guy running the phone all day.
Hey, I tell you, let's talk about floor for 1 second, then we'll go back to letting everybody worry about what's fixing to happen in the next 6 weeks. I've got a container of LVT coming in that I bought back in November. It's like 30,000 or 40,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
We have had some price increases just because it's going to happen over the last 2 months with the major mills. But I bought this before any price increases. So once it hits, we can put this in at an incredible price. but it's going to go super fast. And when it's gone, it's gone. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't buy any more at that price. So if you're thinking about getting a floor in the next, say, month, because it's not going to be here until February, 1st of February, the container's actually coming in tomorrow, but the shipment's coming in February. Why don't you call us and have us come on out, get the measurements, and as soon as it comes in, you'd be the first one on the list to get the price.
That number, 285-8117. Take advantage of this, folks.
Yeah, I'll probably be taking advantage of that, Ray. I got a new house that needs some flooring.
And there we go. 285-8117. The phone is ringing, which is actually Mama, because she called me a minute ago. And that reminds me, hey, when you get through today, call me. Mom's got a friend that wants to come on and do on the show.
Okay. All right. And yeah, keep coming up with ideas to help ease people's fears and give them a little peace of mind. We need it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, at the end of the day, it's all in God's hands. That's all you can do. Go to work. That's the thing about Republicans. We're not going to go out here and burn down cities.
Yeah.
We get up and we go to work. We come home, feed our family, do school work that night, put them to bed, do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's what we do. That's what we've always done. That's what we always will do.
Well, Ray, I hope you have a good rest of the day.
Y'all do the same. Thanks.
Take care, Ray. You know, he's right. Republicans are dependable as that. We do. All right, we go home, hug the family, say a prayer, go to bed, get up the next day and do it all over again. There's no rioting. There's no. That's why I have a hard time accepting the whole Capitol raid. I know people get, in a frenzy, but.
No, and I think that's actually just, it's not even Republican or Democrat, it's most Americans. And I think occasionally around an election cycle, they tune in and go, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
What is this propaganda? All this propaganda. Well, I got to pick a side. I kind of believe this propaganda.
Yeah, true.
272-9228. Second hour begins officially here in about 15 seconds.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Welcome back. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How are you, sir?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Eddie B. in the house, man of the phone.
In the house.
272-9228 if you want to call us. So, first off, how you doing today, Jack?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm in a good mood. I don't know why, but I'm just, you know.
You feel heavenly?
No, and I'm getting back on my workout program, and I really do feel, once I get through the pain.
Oh, yeah, getting back in your routine there.
I mentally feel so much better. Let out all the frustration at the gym and on the yoga mat, so just get it all out. But let's play a little game, Jack. Because, you know, a big part of what the left and the corporate Democrats offer people all the time now is not necessarily better standards of living, but identity plays. And especially identity plays that are historic. So Joe Biden has made another historic pick for his cabinet. Now I want you to guess, what sort of identity did he appeal to make history, making this person a member of his cabinet?
Well, maybe you give me a hint and tell me what position this person got appointed to.
Do you know the song that I just played coming in?
Lola.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a hint.
Okay, I'm going to play it.
And it's Health and Human Services, assistant.
L-O-L-A, Lola.
That's not a position.
Well, now, There ain't no telling who that fool appointed to HHS. Oh my God.
Well, it's a multi-gendered person.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Jenner.
Pretty close.
No, Bruce, Caitlyn Jenner's a Republican. I love that, by the way. It's like Woman of the Year.
Yeah.
On all the magazines, big reveals and TV specials. I kind of like Donald Trump. You go away!
But like, that's an insult to all women in the world, man. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Woman of the Year.
But no,
you're going to have to help me out, Joey.
Okay. Though somebody's saying Janet Reno was first.
You mean Johnny Ringo?
Thank you for that, Russ.
That's good.
No, but President-elect Joe Biden announced Tuesday he will select Pennsylvania Health Secretary Rachel Levine to be his Assistant Secretary of Health. If confirmed by the U.S. Senate, she will be the first openly transgender federal official.
Okay.
And, you know, on the transgender issue, I get really nervous about how parents want to project. It's just amazing how all these very enlightened people on the West Coast and in other parts of the country are saying, oh, my child is transgender. Like, yeah, it sounds like you're imposing your point of view on your child, like a lot of parents do. But what are you doing there with a child that's not even hit puberty yet? And even folks who are in their 20s and they're, you know, this is a real thing. It's been a real thing before it was even mainstreamed. I would talk to folks about, okay, you sure surgery is the right way to go? And I would say that to people who weren't even dealing with transgender issues. I would say, hey, you're going to get augmented? You sure you want to do that? It can be a big thing. Any sort of elective surgery, is that actually going to help you? Does that actually solve whatever you see as, well, your issue, for better or for worse? But this person, Rachel Levine, looks to be in the 60s, would you say, Eddie?
I would say at least early 60s, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or really hard living late 50s.
And I don't want to be too transgressive here, but there's something that happens, Jack, and I wonder if you agree, when they're men and women hit a certain age, they kind of start to look alike.
You think?
Yeah, so when somebody's like in, say, 66, 70 years old, and they decide to transition, it's like, what's the difference?
Interesting.
That's just been I don't know. Have you seen Lawrence Tribe lately, the Harvard professor?
No, I have not.
Looks like an old lesbian. I mean, it just, like, I don't know. I've noticed this. Like, everybody starts to get a little older, they start to look alike. So, and this person looks about that certain age. So, more history being made by the Biden administration. It's just like, okay, great.
I mean, why was that necessary? Could I ask?
The selection of this person?
Without being cruel, I don't want to sound cruel, but what is the purpose of appointing a damn transgender person?
Unity.
To public office?
It's all about unity, Jack. Well,
it's an ongoing thing, especially with the corporate Democrats. You know, not your average leftist who's read a bunch of Marx, maybe some Prince Kropotkin, maybe they've read Howard Zinn's history, People's History, you know. Yeah, I'm not talking about your average guy at a coffee shop or whatever. But, you know, the corporate Democrats really run things. Their currency these days, the way they get votes and the way they make people feel like they belong, is identity plays, especially historic identity plays. And so if you had somebody who was health secretary there in Pennsylvania who's transgender, well, we have to tap her to be assistant health and human services secretary. Because the person can probably do the job, and it'll be historic in identity play, and that everybody belongs. Because I'm sure anybody who is transgender, who's maybe having a difficult time out there, the fact that this person got that job makes their life all the better.
Well, I'm gay, and I try to be careful what I say because people think I'm too rough on gay people. Mm. I just don't suffer fools. And I have never understood the whole transgender culture. I just don't understand it. Now, are there people who are born with both organs?
Oh, yeah. That's a transsexuals, yes. There are people who are born hermaphroditical, yes.
Well, I can understand those people trying to establish some identity. I get that. But I just, the whole people who choose it, I never understood it. And I'm not trying to be unkind at all. I just don't get it.
Right. Well, and I suppose the point I'm making is they made a big deal about Pete Buttigieg as the first openly gay, going to be Senate-appointed. They had to make these distinctions. Senate-appointed cabinet member, because Rick Grenell, was a cabinet member as acting director of the DNI. And to me, it's like, all right, I guess that's cool, but how does it actually make anybody's life better? It, like, all this history being made, you're like, now all of a sudden Jack Campbell thinks he can engage in politics at the highest levels. It's just, it's absurd in my mind. It's in a cheap, shallow identity appeal. And it's like, what are you actually doing for people?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not necessarily a terrible thing. It's just, I'm amazed this currency has so much weight with so many people.
Yeah. Wow. Who are some of his other cabinet people? I've heard a few of them, but
if they worked for Obama at one time, they're one of his cabinet picks.
Yeah, Jen Psaki is going to be his press secretary, and apparently they're bringing back the daily briefings.
If I was president and I had a press secretary, and especially like a Trump president where I'm sick of the press, I would get me a press secretary that has horrible broken English, and I would put him out there just to irritate the crap out of the press. And then when I want to talk to the American people, I would go through Twitter. But I would put somebody out there that, you know, just to
like
just
one of your Jamaican friends,
exactly,
just who's mostly fluent in French, not English.
Yes. Yeah. You know, they would get so frustrated they'd stop showing up.
Yeah, so Jen Psaki, she was a fixture of the Obama administration, especially near the end. She's now going to be taken over. I know Tony Blinken is going to be Secretary of State. He's a long-time career diplomat. He's going to be running a lot of stuff. I don't know if he's picked a Secretary of he did. Who's the Secretary of Defense? He needs a clearance, though. Auburn grad. I'm drawing a blank. I'll have to pull up.
I can see his face, but I cannot.
And actually, I think this is the point. Is let's get folks that, on one hand, are historic, because I believe it would be the first African-American Secretary of Defense. I'm just drawing a blank on his name. And, like, the first female Director of National Intelligence. And I think the point is to make them historic in this cheap identity play, but then also so boring and such Washington insiders that everybody forgets they're even there the next day. And that's how they like it. They want it to be boring until they need to scare the hell out of you for the latest new crisis they need to respond to.
Well, I've looked at some of the people that he's appointed, and I just kind of shake my head. Because to me, now maybe I'm wrong, from what I've seen, he's tapping all these former people, insiders, you know, people that he knows. And maybe, to his credit, maybe he's taking a page out of trying to do what Donald Trump didn't. And that was to appoint people who were loyal to you. Because, let's face it, Trump was surrounded by a bunch of damn non-loyalists in his administration.
Well,
it was terrible.
I wonder what charity Biden will be donating his salary to. You know, if he, much like Trump did.
I don't think he will.
What? I was kind of hoping Trump, you know, would start a fashion trend in that, where, because usually when you're president, you generally don't need the money anyway.
I mean, you know, Diamond Joe's got all the money he needs.
He's the big guy.
Yeah.
So, just kind of curious.
272-9228. But, you know, Jack, you bring up a good point about people that the president couldn't trust. I mean, if Donald Trump could have just been more presidential, instead of challenging the election, having that rally right there on the day of the electoral counts being, you know, brought up in front of Congress, he could have been more presidential, more normal for once, and just spied on the incoming administration. That's what real presidents do.
I have talked to a lot of people who love Donald Trump, and almost every single one of them says, why in the hell did he have that rally? I mean, even his most ardent supporters are questioning that. And, yeah, it probably was not a good move.
Well, in hindsight, absolutely. But everybody's playing this game. Well, I knew it would happen. Okay. I'm sure you did. Yeah, and you knew that your favorite team, you knew Alabama was going to win the national championship.
Yeah, I knew.
Shocking that you called that. And it's not even that clear. It's just, like, I put a bet on my favorite team, and I knew they would win. And, of course, if they didn't, it's like, well, you know, you lose some, you win some.
Right.
Just hindsight.
That's why you don't bet on your favorite team.
Cheap wisdom there. 272-9228. Let's quickly go to east of the Rockies and hit a break here. Hey, East.
What's up, East?
Hey, I've got one word, three syllables for you.
All right.
Pandering.
Pandering.
I mean, that's all it is, baby. It's weekly reader level pandering. They're just
weekly reader.
Yeah, man. I mean, just, hey, look, here's our, you know, symbolic so-and-so. And there it goes. And there's going to be a parade of these guys and gals and misanthropes, and it's just going to be interesting, man. And I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that to be hateful either, Jack. It's just I think that they're using groups and they're dividing us so they can conquer us, and I'm not going to fall for it.
Well, I don't understand, you know, how people think when they appoint people, but. I sure didn't understand most of Trump's pick because he didn't know. That's the problem with being an outsider. You don't know anybody. And, you know, so you hire people that the insiders tell you to hire. And anyway.
Well, and it's not just the heads, like the cabinet secretaries you appoint. It's the assistants below them, and then, what is it, Schedule C, whatever, the 1,500 people below them that are a lot of the appointees that actually pull the levers. And then you have the entire bureaucracy that stays there no matter who's elected.
They'll be around forever.
And it's still hard, guys, to, you know, I struggle with this idea that elections even make a difference, and I'm going to continue to vote and be a good citizen, but boy, my faith is shaken in the system.
Oh, but watch 5 days of their unity rally there at the Capitol. I'm sure you'll feel, you know, warm and fuzzy.
Oh, it's a debutante ball, Joey. They said only the people that deserve to be there, and it's like, that's the people's city. I am so disgusted with some of the quotes that I've heard out of the leadership on this. But anyway.
But, I mean, shouldn't you, as a good American, watch this great glitzy, you know, glitz and glam? Like, look at all those American flags on the Mall of the Capitol. It truly is a beautiful scene, but it's like, that's what's going to bring us together? Great production values?
Tom Hanks will be there, so everything will be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys.
See you, bud.
Thanks, East. 272-9228. Let's hit a quick break. We'll come back to Tiger and others at 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon here on a Tuesday.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. I'm Joey, he's Jack.
How you doing?
Doing all right. You big CCR fan?
I had a couple of their albums back in the day. I like a few of their songs.
Now, you probably took Fortunate Son a little too personally, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I love me some Fogerty and CCR. It's good stuff. Good stuff. 272-9228. This part of News and Views from 9 till noon brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth. Folks, if you're looking for fine antique jewelry pieces, one-of-a-kind jewelry items, then Heirloom Jewelers is the place to go. Troop Booth is the guy to go see. You can check out what they currently have in stock online at heirloomjewelers.com or stop by the showroom today at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery, Alabama. And when you buy in person or online, be sure to use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y. You'll get 10% off those purchases. Right now, Troop Booth is especially looking to buy from you. He'll sell to you, especially with that promo code Joey, but he's looking to buy from you. So give him a call at 260-0066 or go online to heirloomjewelers.com. Set up an appointment. Bring your jewelry items in. Troop will look over that inventory, give you an appraisal, and if you agree on the value then and there, you get paid right then and there. I mean, very high-quality mint condition, gold and diamonds you can get top dollar for, but even scrap jewelry pieces, so-called, you can get a pretty penny for. So check out Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth today. Again, that number, 260-0066, or go online to heirloomjewelers.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tiger. Hey, Tiger.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, but I got a question for you. What's this about you saying 66-year-old women and 66-year-old men?
Tiger, think about it. Like, think about your grandpa with a wig on. Kind of looks like your grandma, right?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Thank you, Tiger. Thank you.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys. I'll talk to you guys later. I was just, when you said that, that kind of tripped me out. I was like, what are you talking about?
I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one who sees it, but I think it's true.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Tiger. Yeah, you blew his mind, Joey.
No, I just think about it a little more, folks. Just think about it a little more.
I want to.
272-9228. Biden's immigration plan. 8-year pathway to citizenship. TPS and DACA can apply immediately. Expand refugee admissions program. Increase work and family-based visas. More technology at the southern border. So we got to get, you know, those defense contractors.
Did anybody tell that... that skirmish we saw earlier, did anybody tell those guys it's okay to let them come in now?
The Guatemalan boys?
Yeah. Because looked like they were holding them off pretty good there.
Yeah. It was mayhem. Goodness.
And those folks say, hey, the reason we come, because Biden said, come on.
All the stuff they can do immediately, they will. So the Keystone Pipeline, it's kaput.
What if you're out there working, Joey? I mean, that was your job. You know, you're out there laying pipe. And all of a sudden, they come to you one day. Hey, Joey, I need you to cap that off because the job ends tomorrow. We got a new president.
That's just—it's ridiculous. And this is, you know, especially this happened a lot under the Obama administration. It's going to be even worse, I think, under Biden. It's what they call regime uncertainty. So it's not so much just the cost of regulations or just being able to comply with them. Practically speaking, that would be one thing. Okay, how much more as a business am I going to have to pay? Here, what do I have to do in order to comply with the new rules and regs? Right. That'd be one thing. But it's often not clear what the new rules and regs will be. It's not clear what they will cost. I think sometimes it's by design not to be clear because you hold power over certain industries by doing that. And it's going to lead to a lot of people investing to hold back that investment because they can't make a 5-10-year plan. So it's just more of the same. More of the same, and I guess in order to actually transfer to green energy, we can't, you know, innovate. We have to control people and make their basic sources of energy more expensive.
That's what's happening right now. Gas prices going up daily.
272-9228. Flower Child.
Hey, Flower Child.
Hey, guys. Have y'all read my tinfoil has reached critical mass today?
Okay, hold on. I haven't read them all.
Oh, I'm just teasing. No, that Rachel Levine from Pennsylvania, she's the is the one that moved her mother out of the nursing home.
Right. That's what I was just telling Joey off air,
And so she'd make a great COVID response person in HHS, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
I mean,
as long as she's worried about her own.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, as they say, frig up, move up.
That's right.
Anyway, but I sent y'all something about from Zero Hedge, where in France they've got to wear these little badges so that if they get closer than a couple meters to somebody, the alarm goes off.
You're kidding me.
What has happened?
I labeled it invisible fencing.
Okay, I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
You know, what has happened to the French?
they've given up, shockingly.
I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. It's just like, let's go out and find the worst possible people for these jobs.
The headline on it is French workers angrily reject social distancing collars.
No, I was about to say, they're the yellow vest movement there, there are a lot of unhappy Frenchmen these days. In fact, I've seen more pushback in Canada than I've seen here in the United States. What's our problem?
Well, I think the this is my theory, you know, from my sources, as they say. I think the military's getting ready to take over D.C. That's what my theory is. You don't bring that kind of troops in there just for a virtual inaugural. And it's certainly, and I think it's symbolic bringing them from 50 different states. My soldier boy said, who ordered that? It certainly wasn't Joe Biden.
No, you got no sense to do that.
So they're like occupying themselves?
Yeah. The smooth transition is going to be from Trump to the military power, is what my people are saying. Who knows whether that's true or not? That's kind of tinfoily. But, I mean, it doesn't look normal. No, it doesn't. I mean, when you look at it, does it make sense?
No, especially then you add in the glitz and glam I was remarking on a second ago, and you see that field of American flags all over the mall, and it's this weird, it's surreal. And initially, I'm like, oh, that's beautiful, and then I'm like, oh, you zoom out, and you see the barriers and the concentric circles and the bridges being pulled up and shut down, and it's like, this is a very odd event, surreal.
Well, who puts up American flags? Patriots. Right. Do you think Joe Biden is into the USA or into CCP? I mean, that's not something he would have ordered or asked for.
I think Joe Biden has convinced himself that playing nice with the CCP is good for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, well, their checks don't bounce.
Well, we shall see. And I don't know if you know it, but today is National Popcorn Day.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite type of popcorn?
Anything. Probably right now what I need is Skinny Pop.
I had to buy some of that the other day. It tastes the same. Not because I'm fat, Joey. My wife eats it. But it tastes the same.
But you got it for your wife, but you ate it.
Yeah, but I think the thing is just the bag is smaller. I don't think it's... I think it's a portion thing. But.
All right.
Well, y'all hold down the fort, and hopefully we'll start seeing some of this Durham stuff come out with indictments.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be. That would be a nice way to add more to the chaos. Uh-huh.
And don't you think it's funny that Trump's taking Air Force One to Florida?
Yeah, I was going off an earlier report that he'd be in Scotland on the 19th. But no, he wants a military send-off. He wants to leave while still president and get to Mar-a-Lago before the transition.
You think he's going to send it back?
He's got.
It'll need gas.
He won't be
there.
In charge after they swear in Biden, so it'll be up to the pilot.
He'll be like my sister. He'll give it back. No gas.
Well,
does it smell like cigarettes in here?
That's right. You've been smoking in my car.
Well, we shall see, y'all, whether the Q people are totally crazy or something's got
to
happen.
It's coming down to it.
You know, I mean, sometimes you got to let somebody complete the crime, too, when he puts that hand on the Bible. Bye.
Love
y'all. 272. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
He better get his ass down to Mar-a-Lago, whatever they call that place, because they're going to come after him.
I think you're right. Now, by they, do you think it'll be district attorneys in D.C.? You incited a riot, or maybe it'll be the Manhattan district attorney. You've been doing dirty business.
Oh, yeah, I heard that guy. I heard it was the Washington district attorney wants to indict him for inciting the riot, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, legally, like, you know, my layman's opinion when I read the current Supreme Court standards on free speech, it doesn't make any sense at all. But I don't think that's stopped them before. They'll go for what they can, even if they know they can't get an actual conviction. So,
no, I just want
to we'll see.
Put their name out there.
272-9228. This part of News and Views, in fact, this whole hour of News and Views, brought to you by Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage. Why call Alabama Home Mortgage, Jack Campbell?
Because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
There truly is a difference, folks, especially because Alabama Home Mortgage is a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. They cannot be beat on rates in the city, in the state. I mean, even this country, they can't be beat. That's why Kim Williams started Alabama Home Mortgage. She realized she could better serve the community and the customer starting her own wholesale lender. So whether it's a regular mortgage, maybe it's a jumbo loan, maybe it's a VA loan, especially you veterans, you can get incredible savings on a reduced rate. But everybody can get hundreds of dollars of savings a month on that mortgage payment. You can maybe shave some years off the duration of your loan. And you can skip up to two payments when you refinance through Alabama Home Mortgage. So before you call some big bank or credit union, before you use some fancy pants app, no, call Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams, and be sure to tell her that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Folks, if you don't call Ken Williams, you're leaving money on the table.
That's right.
Don't be a dope. Save that money. And you'll be a genius. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. We'll be right back.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a good forecast today. The warming trend continues today. Good bit of sunshine. High temperature up to about 64. Tonight, in the overnight hours, a weak front drifts through the area. An isolated shower is possible in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low 45. Tomorrow, low 60s. Dry day. More sun. Then showers likely Thursday night into Friday will be in the lower 60s. Saturday, the best rain chances move south to the coast. Should be a drier day and mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey, he's Jack. Yeah, I was bringing
up...
I'm all right. I was bringing up the beginning of the show. Nobody decided to bite, but apparently Alabama is one of the worst states in the nation for the actual rollout of the vaccine. Ugh, what a mess. Like, we've got the doses, but...
I'm just curious, is it... we don't have the infrastructure. We don't have the plan. There's no money for us to make off of it, so we're just holding on to it. What's the deal? But it's got a shelf life, so if we don't hurry up with it...
I'd like to see it broken down by region.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, if you wanted the vaccine, Joey, let's just say, you know, out of the blue, Joey says tomorrow, I want the vaccine. Sure. Would you even know where to go, to look, to...
Not off the top of my head, but it wouldn't take me long, I'd imagine.
Yeah. And that might be part of it, too. I've never heard of, around here, vaccine centers or anywhere they got set up where you can get the vaccine, that kind of thing. And honestly, in America,
I know Jackson Hospital's doing... I think all the hospitals have programs going.
Yeah, but if you don't beat Americans over the head with it, then they swear it's not happening. Unfortunately, it's the truth. But now, that being said, Joey, if they called you today and say, hey, baby, we got your vaccine ready. Come on down. Would you head on down, Joey?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not worried about the vaccine.
Okay, I'm going to set you up an appointment.
I've gotten vaccines my whole life. Maybe that explains it.
But the vaccines you got were dealt with over time, not developed this quickly.
Well, I might grow another nipple. Who knows?
Hey, that can happen, Joey. Don't be making fun of people like that.
What, is that hitting too close to home or something?
Yeah, I had a third nipple. I had to get it taken off. Oh. Wasn't that bad?
Let me ask you this. Am I kind of crazy about being a little nervous about the vaccine?
No, you're not crazy.
I'm not nervous. I'm just hesitant about it. I'd like more information. But, Jack, you're in a risk group, so I could see where you would be more prone to get it than I would. But as soon as they say we can't travel without it, I'll be the first one in line.
Yeah, I know.
And I think that's coming.
I do too. But it's just, I've sort of heard some horror stories about the vaccine, and I don't want to say them on the air because I want to check it out first. But anyway.
Well, I know in California over the weekend, they stopped giving out the Moderna vaccine because they had 10 cases, only 10 that they reported, that had severe allergic reactions.
Mm.
So at that particular location, and it was all from one
batch. Might be the other constituent parts that are in most vaccines. It could be like a dye or something.
Right,
like
it could be something you could be allergic to.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for those who want it, more power to them.
Yeah, it's not, I don't think I personally need it. I'm not all that worried. But if it's like, hey, it gets you off my back, whatever.
Well, if they incentivize
it. I'm not worried about it.
Put $600 behind it, you'll get a lot more people line up for it.
I'm also not in the camp that wants to mandate it or shame people into taking it either. You know, I'm kind of in that camp where it's like, is it really affecting my life? No? Okay, I'm not going to get too worked up over it.
Until it affects
you. But you should be. I was like, why?
Well, if other people that you care about are being affected, then you should be... have some kind of cause. You said you're looking into empathy.
Well, yes, but here's an example. You know how people will do these man-on-the-street interviews?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it goes back to Leno, but now there are a lot of folks in politics, on both sides of the aisle, so to speak, in different perspectives, who are doing a lot of these man-on-the-street videos, especially with college students.
Yes.
Because, you know, college students will just say whatever. And, this one young woman, I can't remember her name, she's kind of a libertarian conservative, and she's very much on the cultural issues, likes getting a rise out of people, say, like, transgender bathrooms. And she goes up to this one young, pasty white guy. I don't know why he has to be pasty, but he was. And she walks up, sticks the mic in his face. She's like, what do you think about them putting tampon machines in the boys' bathroom? And the guy looks at her and goes, I don't care. And she's like, but do you think men should be, you know, why do they need those? He goes, I don't know. I'm not going to use it. Like, I don't get, she kept trying to get him to, like,
to get a rise out.
You have to have an opinion. He's like, I don't know. If it was a friend, I'd be like, what are you doing with that thing, man? But I don't care. And I think there too many Americans get too triggered, whatever side of the aisle, on all these little issues that we're supposed to get all
butthurt
over.
But they're looking to be triggered. That's the thing.
We need a little bit more discretion. Live your private life, as long as you're not picking my pocket or breaking my leg. That's when I start to care.
Oh, Joey, they're picking your pocket, brother.
Oh, yes. 272-9228. You still doing all right, Jack?
Yeah, I'm doing well.
It's just, I get nervous that I can't see you. It's like, what are you doing over there?
I'm sitting on the edge of my bed.
Okay.
How's Bugsy this morning?
He's doing very well.
Do you still take him to doggy daycare, Jack?
Don't say that out loud.
Oh, my bad.
I do some. I don't, because I'm home so much, I don't take him as often as I used to.
Does he have other trigger words like W-A-L-K?
Yeah.
My brother's dog is O-U-T-S-I-D-E.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's... That's a big one here.
That's a big one.
Or hangry. Oh, yeah, like eat. Like these words all trigger a response for sure.
Yeah. There are a lot of words that trigger a response.
I mean, why do dogs get so, like, excited when somebody rings a doorbell or knocks? It's almost never for them.
Well... They feel like their owners are under attack.
272-9228. Duke!
What's happening, Duke?
Oh, I'm sitting there listening to y'all talk about tampons and all that old stuff, and shoot, man, y'all threw me off my game now.
That was the plan, Duke. That was the plan. How are you going to adapt, adjust, overcome?
Y'all ain't no good for that one now. How's it going? I got to get my, how you doing? Come on, Jack, do it, boy.
Duke, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Me and Jody got something to talk about. We Auburn. Aren't you an Auburn fan like I am, Jody?
Yeah, War Eagle.
Joey, what does Trump and Bo Jackson have in common?
Oh, no. What? What, they both blow out their hip socket? I don't know.
No, they both wear number 34. Trump is approval rated at number 34 right now. I thought I eased it on you right quick.
That was well done. You wriggled that on in there. Wait, by what?
Obama's approval rating was 60. Damn.
When he was leaving, everybody was so happy he was leaving. Yeah.
He ended in the 40s.
No, he was 60. He's at 60. I saw it on the TV now. Yeah. I believe what I see on TV now. I would believe it.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
MSNBC.
Fair enough.
So how's it going, fellas?
Doing good, man.
Oh, just getting ready to return to normalcy. I don't know why everybody's excited about returning to normalcy, but...
I mean, you got to give credit to Biden for that, for returning things to normalcy around here.
Yeah, but normalcy is what got us all these wars, doubled, tripled, quadrupled the national debt, blah, blah, blah.
All I heard when Obama was in the office was Benghazi.
How about the Libyan war that led to the catastrophe in Benghazi? How about the covert war in Syria? How about the war helping the Saudis bomb the hell out of Yemen with massive cholera outbreaks? What war?
What about the war in the White House? Not the White House. Let me get it right. The state capitol.
Okay.
on the 6th.
That was a...
What about that war?
5-minute war?
I wish the war in Yemen was as small as that, yeah.
I mean, we look bad right now.
It's all going to be fine in just a little while.
I'm saying, I feel sorry for you guys still, though, for real, though.
You shouldn't.
I do.
Sorry to hear that.
I just want to stick my head in the window for a few minutes and peek at everybody and say hello and everything. But I still want me a butternut candy bar.
Yeah, which one is that? Look that up, Duke. I was thinking you were talking about something else. Which one is
that? No, it's kind of... I know you had your mind in the gutter, see? It's similar to the Snicker bar, but it's called a butternut.
It's made out of, like, butternut squash or something?
Nah, it's got a little butter in the candy bar. It tastes similar to the Snicker bar, but it's a better tasting candy bar. But, hell, they stopped making it for some reason. Hell, I don't know.
Jack, what was...
Are you talking about a Butterfinger?
No, I ain't talking about no daggone Butterfinger, butternut.
Now, Duke, what's funny, you can't see him, but as soon as you started talking about butter, Eddie's, like, shoulders went back. He, like, popped up. He's paying attention.
I gotta hook up with you guys one day, boy. We gotta pump some trash now. Yeah, I can bring it. I know y'all can bring it. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Duke.
But anyway, I sent a little song in a while back. And I want y'all to play a song for me tomorrow. I'm going to send it in for you, okay?
Okay. Send it on, Duke.
Text it on.
And I want you to play that song for me tomorrow. It's very important for everybody here.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, buddy.
All right. It better be radio air appointed, you know.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Yeah, no FCC violation.
Y'all probably didn't play it when I sent it in on a text a while back, but...
And don't send me any Bishop Bullwinkle or any of that. I don't want any of that blues on these airwaves.
It's a good Negro spirit song.
Okay.
Oh, I love those.
Good country song. Good country church song.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Duke.
It'll make everybody happy. I think everybody, you know, will stand behind the new president and hold hands and everything.
A little kumbaya.
Everything be all right. Huh?
We'll do a little kumbaya.
Kumbaya.
There you go.
Well, I appreciate
it. A little sort of Negro spirit. The old man reached out and throws a, you know, the old southern draw.
Thing. All right, right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Take care, Duke. Love you, bud.
272-9228.
Oh, somebody just brought up a great question. Obama was so popular They did not build his library. His presidential library.
But it's in Chicago. There's no Obama presidential library.
No, they want to, and they've been arguing about it ever since, but it's not nothing there yet, I don't think.
And double check that.
I don't think it's there yet. Gentrification. They were had issues.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Aquarium.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Now, Jack, in all your years in Texas, you ever get to see Stevie Ray Vaughan live?
You know, it's really funny you brought that up. I got on an airplane with him.
Really?
And I didn't know who the hell he was. I was flying from Austin to Dallas or somewhere like that. So I get on the plane, and all these people are going up to him. And I thought, who is this famous guy that everybody's going up here talking to? And then I found out it was Stevie Ray Vaughan. And then he was dead about 2 weeks later.
Yep.
Well, it sounds
you
like...
You ever get on an airplane and you get on with a famous person, like a singer, get off.
Yeah. Stake it out many a person. That wasn't the one he died on, is the common story. It was a private...
Helicopter.
Yeah.
I think it was the helicopter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's helicopters. Yeah.
And it's one of them stories where he was a rock and roller, you know, abused drugs and alcohol so many years.
Got clean.
Sober. Mm-hmm. And I want to say less than 3 or 4 months later is when he passed.
Well, yeah, it's those private, those small planes. Helicopters took out Kobe. I mean, it could be, you never know. It's just a, well, I guess you don't all.